Precious God, we thank you now for all that you have done and all that you're yet going to do. Thank you, God, for working things out for us. Lord, we come now humbly as we know how. Lord, we seek your way and pray to perform your will. Bless, Lord, this moment of preaching. Bless all of this people that have gathered in this place. Praying, God, that you will speak to us. We've gathered ourselves that we might hear your voice with clarity and understanding. Use me, Lord, as a vessel, as a conduit of your power, that it might become real in this place. For Lord, we've heard so much about you. And now, Lord, we desire to draw nearer unto you, as you, Lord, will draw nearer unto us. It's preaching time. And God, I pray that you will cause such an anointing to be in this place that it will make preaching easy, that they might hear your voice. God, I pray that you will show us the way in which you would have us to go. It is in the precious name of Jesus that we do pray. Let the redeemed of the Lord say amen.
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 And amen.
Amen.
Would you give the Lord a hand praise all over the house? Oh, come on, you can. It's all right. You can do better than that. Come on and praise the Lord. Come on, come on, come on. I'm so glad. Bless him. Bless him. Bless him. Bless him. Come on, let's bless the Lord. If you help me bless the Lord, I won't keep you long today. Come on, if you bless the Lord, I won't keep you long. Come on. Come on, let's bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's it. That's it. God bless you. You may be seated. In the book of Romans, chapter 11, beginning at verse 33. Bible declares that these words be written by the Apostle Paul, that they might be preached today in Brookville. From the Revised Standard of the Holy Writ, the Bible declares, chapter 11 of the book of Romans and verse 33. Amen. Now, there is a thing called unity among the saints. Now, if only some of you are going to stand, then all of us will sit down. But if all of us stand, there's strength in that unity. Amen. Amen. Now, if you can't stand, that's understandable. But if you won't stand, that's disobedience. And around here, we stand in reverence to the Word of God. Amen. You want to serve a holy and righteous God. You got to revere that. The Word of God from Romans chapter 11, beginning at verse 33. Oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God. How unsearchable are his judgments and unfathomable his ways. For who has known the mind of the Lord? Or who became his counselor? Or who has first given to him that it might be paid back to him again? For from him and through him and to him are all things. To him be the glory forever. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. You may be seated. I want to look again at verse 34 in the chapter, 11th chapter of Romans. And ushers, God bless you. Thank you so much. You may be seated. You have served us marvelously today. Would you help me to bless the ushers today? Oftentimes we forget about them, but I can assure you, were they not here, you would know it. I want to look at verse 34, and I promise not to keep you long today. I've been told that I've been promising you I wouldn't keep you long for almost 3 years now. So I'm going to show y'all something today. You can look at your watch now, because you ain't going to believe this. Verse 34 says, "For who has known the mind of the Lord, or who became his counselor?" I want to preach today from this subject, and would you help me to get it out to the people today? Would you put a smile on your face? Don't y'all be trying to fake me out. Smile. Look at your neighbor and say, "Neighbor."
Neighbor.
Some of y'all ain't speaking to your neighbor. This is y'all time now. Neighbor.
Neighbor.
Pastor's going to preach.
Pastor's going to preach.
God.
God.
I know you're up to something.
I know you're up to something.
Amen. God, I know you're up to something. One of the marvelous things about God that has always attracted my attention, and I am certain it attracts yours always likewise, is that you never know what God's going to do. Even when you think you have figured him out, God will do something different. When you get accustomed to him blessing you down Main Street, he'll come up Fifth Avenue. You become accustomed to God blessing you every 2 weeks. And somewhere around a Wednesday, God will bless you with an unexpected blessing. I believe, Brother James, that it is Ezekiel who reminds us that God will bring about unexpected blessings. I know we like to talk about windows being opened up in heaven, and we like to talk about floodgates, and we like to talk about manna from on high, but the mind of God is an awesome mind. And when you sit down and try and calculate and reason with him, even Isaiah says, "Come, let us reason together." But even when you take time to try and figure out this awesome God, he will throw you for a loop. And I've come to tell you that that's the God that you serve. Sometimes in quiet moments when the blessings don't flow like they used to. And you remember that time in your life when it looks like every prayer meeting you went to, somebody got delivered. Every time you sent up a prayer, God sent out another blessing. Before you could even finish praying, your answer was already at the door. You were sitting around and you didn't even have to wait on stuff. You didn't have to go to Isaiah, "The day that wait upon the Lord," because every time you said it, the Lord blessed you. And it was a hot season for you. And sometimes, you know, we hit a streak like that when we get a season where no matter what it is, all you got to do is send up a little timber and God will issue you a blessing. But when it slows down sometime, it becomes difficult for us. And you know that's how God is too. Because see, you must understand that even as much as he is a giving God, he's a God who has a regulator. Yes, Lord, and you ought to be mindful of the fact that he regulates, because regulation in your life is necessary. You don't know nobody like this, but some folk, Junior, the more they get blessed, the bigger their head get. Amen. You got some folk that the Lord been too good to. And I know that's too many twos together, Sister Scott, but don't take off credit for that. Just understand what I'm trying to articulate to you is that the mind of God is awesome. And some of us who've been struggling with our salvation, some of us who've kind of lost our way, we've been in the fall, we've had some mistakes, we've had some setbacks and some disappointments, and we feel as though we're in trouble with God, and God is punishing us, and God has put us in the corner and told us, don't come out till I tell you so. But I'm here to tell you, every now and then, God's got to break you down in order to build you back up.
Somebody.
Every now and then, God's got to say no repetitively so you'll better appreciate when he says yes.
Yes.
Come on now. Every now and then, you got to understand that God got to put you in a delay pattern in order for you to understand when you do arrive, you make sure you give me the glory this time.
Yes.
Sometime when God's been so good, you forget that it is God that has blessed you. You start thinking that this thing is all about you because you had some success in life. But I'm here to tell you that if you search the scripture, the word success does not find itself, but faithfulness is the reward of God. Am I right about it? He wants us to understand that the way I see things, you don't see things. Matter of fact, you go over to Isaiah, the 55th chapter, you'll understand the Lord said, listen, my thoughts ain't your thoughts. And my ways are not your ways. And that's why I'm here to tell you, beloved God, you can rest assured that even in a dry season, God is up to something.
Yeah.
Say amen, somebody.
Yeah.
Even when you're in the hospital, doctors scratching his head, nurses coming in every 5 minutes, make sure you haven't left the land of the living, God is still up to something.
Yeah.
Even when they tell you no, when you don't get hired, when you get fired, when you get laid off, when you get put out, when you get stepped on, pushed down, disappointed, heartbroken, God is still up to something. Because you don't see it, because you don't understand, because you can't make no sense of God. Let me tell you something. Who can know the mind of God? I'm here to tell you now, baby, with your educated self, that stuff you got on your wall ain't gonna bring you close enough. You can't pray long enough. You can't fast enough. You can't anoint enough to figure out the mind of God. But I'm here to tell you, even when it's dark, you can rest assured that your God is up to something. He never sleeps nor slumbers. God's always got your best interest in mind. God is always looking out for what's right for you. Even when you're trying to mess it up, God said, listen, you can't do that. I've got something else in mind for you. Even when you reject him, God said, no, you're not going to turn your back on me this time. You ran away last time and you thought I didn't know it. I'm coming to get you this time because I've got a master plan for your mess. He's up to something. And the interesting part of it is that one thing I've come to learn about the Lord is that because I don't understand him, doesn't mean he don't understand me. You know he knows all about you. Yes, God is an omnipotent God. He's got power. Amen. Anybody know God's got power? Listen to me. You got to understand that what the Lord wants to do for you is far beyond even your wildest dreams. Some of you would have to testify even right now that you're in a place that you never expected to be in the Lord. I wish I had a praying church. You know you are. Some of you right now, you don't have it all yet, but you're in a place even right now that you never expected to be in the Lord. You're able now to stand on your own. Some folk thought you'd always be dependent on somebody else and you'd always need them. But oh, you ought to upset their apple cart this morning and let them know, I don't need you. I've got a God in my life. You can walk, you can leave, you can pack up. But as long as I've got Jesus, not something, not a few things, not a little this or a little that, but everything is going to be all right. Why? Because he's up to something. Amen. Look at your name and tell him he's up to something. You got to understand that it is God who has power and authority in your life. Are you listening to me? God can speak existence to things that don't even make sense. I'm telling you now, God can invent stuff that ain't ever been invented yet.
Help me, somebody. All he's got to do is say yes, and that's what it is. You may not even, as a matter of fact, I'm convinced that that's where the word thingamajig and whatchamacallit came from. Because God was blessing folks so fast, they couldn't even name the stuff they were blessed with. Help me, somebody. That's why they called it manna, because they said, what is this? I don't have any idea what it is, but whatever it is, I knew God was up to something. God didn't bring me out here in the desert to let me die. God didn't take my water to make me thirst. God is always up to something. Anybody ever had a whatchamacallit blessing? Anybody heard a thingamajig blessing? Let me tell you how your God is. I'm going to finish up here in a minute. I told you it ain't going to be long. I want you to understand that the mind of God is just too deep for your intelligence. Say amen, somebody. I've seen the Lord deliver sick folk from their dead beds. I've seen crippled folk get up and walk. I told the Bible study crew, it's time to stop praying for stuff that other folk talk about and start asking God to let you see what he said. Help me, somebody. You got to believe that God still has power and authority in your life. Say amen, somebody. Let me tell you something. Even just a minute ago, some stuff that wasn't God just said it is. Amen. You ought to tell him thank you right now. So what he does, let me tell you, I'm almost there. I tell you, it ain't going to take long. Let me tell you something. You got to understand that God ordains all of the events of our history, past, present, and future. Where you are right now, you weren't there just a few minutes ago. You didn't see that coming. God is up to something. What you don't realize right now, that thing that you've been praying about, that thing that you've been tarrying and fasting about, God has been up to something all the while. See, what you didn't understand was God had this master plan with your name on it, you know. And what he was doing was working things yet still out in your life. And what you thought was going to be your death was your deliverance. What you thought was a denial was just an opportunity for God to bless you. What you thought was a problem that was going to send you to a certain hell was just an opportunity for God to show you how awesome he really is. When you thought about this thing, you couldn't see your way clear, but God is up to something. You don't realize it right now. I'm almost finished here, but you don't realize it right now. First of all, there's a pardon with your name on it. Look at your neighbor and tell him, God's got a pardon with my name on it. You need to understand that the pardon is necessary in your life so that God can forgive you for messing up. Don't you sit here and act all sedated like you ain't never messed up before. Matter of fact, let me help somebody. Look at the name and tell them, yeah, you done messed up. Yeah. Amen. Look at the other name and tell them, you done messed up too. Yeah. Amen. And just in case somebody sit behind you think they ain't got nothing to do with it, look back there and tell them, we saw you too. Yeah, help me, somebody. But oh, I got some good news. I heard somebody. I'm coming on now. I'm coming on. Let me tell you something. You got to understand that the Lord is up to something, because first of all, you need a pardon in your life. Why do I need a pardon? Because the Bible said all have sinned and come short. But see, what I like about coming short is the distance that I can't cover, he's more than able to make up for. Help me, somebody. I'm telling you now, my arms are too short. My legs ain't long enough. I ain't got enough breath in my body. I can't run that fast to catch up with what I messed up. But thanks be unto God, every now and then he'll reach back. He'll lift you up and turn your life around. I heard somebody say to me, you have to reach way down. Jesus will pick you up. If you have to reach way down, God will. God will. Sit down. Y'all trying to push me. Sit down. Sit down. I ain't going that fast. But that's the God you serve, because he's up to something. See, what I've come to learn, and I got to tell somebody. My mother used to chastise me all the time, because she would ask me, say, boy, what are you doing? I say, nothing. She said, yes, you up to something. And you know, Mama Callan, some folk, you can just look in their eyes and you can tell they up to something. Oh, a whole lot of y'all got that I'm up to something look in your eyes. Oh, you ain't got to tell nobody. I can see it on your face. You trying to sit there and act like you thinking all intellectually deep with the pastor. You ain't that deep. Matter of fact, some of y'all mad because I'm stepping up in your living room. But I know you're up to something. Yeah, you sitting here trying to act like you praying. No, you praying it. But you know what? That's all right, because God is the same way. See, you think about going left, but God don't make you go right. Yeah, you think about giving up, but God don't make you fess up and get up. You think about laying out, but God said, no, you got to come on in, because he's up to something. Your pardon is necessary. One, because you have had some misunderstanding. Amen. Look at the name and tell them we've had some misunderstanding. That's why the Lord said you don't think like he thinks. See, that's misunderstanding. See, there's sometimes some of you all have misinterpreted your blessing. Yeah, you thought when the Lord blessed you, that meant you were better than girlfriend, but no, that ain't what it meant. Oh, help me somebody. Some of y'all think that because other folk ain't got it like you got it, that mean the Lord love you and that mean you doing right. No. Matter of fact, you know some of y'all are in spite of blessing category. Yes, Lord, the Lord is blessing you in spite of you. And matter of fact, the reason why he blessing you ain't just because of you. It's because you got three little children that need food. That's why you ain't got fired yet. The Lord is keeping you healthy because you got bills to pay and other folks shouldn't have to shoulder your burden. The matter of fact, the reason why the Lord hadn't exposed you yet is because there's still yet a work to be done in your life. And I'm here to tell you that you need a pardon because you misunderstood something. Don't you sit here and try to act like you understood everything the Lord said to you. Don't be trying to come all intellectually with us, trying to act like you got the mind of God figured out, because I'm here to tell you now, there have been some misunderstandings in our ministry. All right. Somebody say amen with me. Amen. He said, you don't think like I do because you don't know my mind. You know, some of us think because we've been around the Lord a while, Sister Scott, that we got him all figured out. You know, you got folk like that, testify like that. You know, soon the Lord bless my child, I saw it. I just didn't want to say nothing, but I saw the Lord blessing you. I saw the Lord strong and mighty lifting you up, and I saw your ministry. I saw that calling on your life when you was a baby. But yet, when they got around certain folk, they were telling, child, she ain't gonna be nothing. Ain't nothing good ever come out that house. All of them ain't nothing but devils around there. But yet, when your Lord blessed you, misunderstanding the fact that the matter is, there are always folk that don't know the mind of God, that think they have some sort of special arrangement with God, like God got to go through them to bless you. I'm telling you now, God will step over some folk to bless you. Am I right about it? And you know what I like about it? You know what I like about it? When the Lord blesses me because of misunderstanding, it humbles me. Anybody ever been humbled by the Lord? Oh, come on now. You thought you were out there and you thought it was all straight now, but the Lord will humble you sometimes. Thanks be unto God. But then the other thing is, I'm coming on. I'm going to hurry up now. The second thing you must understand is that we've had some misdirection because we didn't go the way he wanted us to really go. How many of y'all know you done delayed your place already? Yeah, I'm already about 10 years behind. I didn't go the way he told me to go. As a matter of fact, I'm still cautious as to which way I go. Y'all might as well say amen. Hello, light. I'm dealing with a peculiar folk here today. I'm telling you now that some of you all have gone the wrong way. And you need to be pardoned for that. You need to understand that the Lord had a plan for your life. Because you don't know what he up to. You know, you messed up. Yes, Lord, some of y'all left the city too early. Ain't nothing happening for me in Lynchburg. I'm moving to New York. And the same hell that you would have caught in Lynchburg, you catching that in New York. You know why? Because you went the wrong way. Amen. I know the city of brotherly love, mama. And we might come up to the city of brotherly love, but that ain't where God wants you to be. I don't care how much they love you. You need to go back home. Say amen, somebody. What you got to understand? I'm going to finish. I'm telling you now. It ain't been that long. I'm telling you now that you got to understand that sometimes you get lost. I have a problem with folks. I found the Lord. How you going to find the Lord? You the one lost. Testifying when I found the Lord. How you going to find the Lord with your lost self? All right. Look at your name and ask him, do you know where you are? Don't get mad at me because I'm preaching the truth. Sitting there rolling your eyes at me, I'll point at you. I'll put a deacon in every corner if I have to. You've been lost. And you need to be pardoned for that, because I'm telling you now, anytime you are disobedient to the will of God, you need a pardon. Am I right about it? So he said, you can't know the mind of God. Look what he says here. I'm gonna hurry on. First of all, he said, listen, it is the depths of the riches of the wisdom and knowledge of God. It's unsearchable. And his judgments, this is cool, are unfathomable. In other words, you ought to be glad that God didn't judge you like folk would have judged you. Amen. You ever met or know anybody that God gave a break that didn't deserve a break? Now see, I just set you up because you said you did that. And judge not and be ye not judged. And don't be saying amen too fast. Listen to the rest of what's coming. Listen to what I'm saying. There are some folk that you thought you, I'm just going to be honest. Can I be honest for a minute? There are some folk that you know, if you had it, they didn't deserve another chance. Some folk have been that mean and that nasty that you said to yourself, how in the world can the Lord bless them? Oh, don't sit here and act like you don't talk like that. You've seen folk commit heinous crimes and do mean and nasty things. And you even pray, God, you ought to cut them off. But you know what? His judgments are unfathomable. Right. See, because what you fail to understand is it ain't got to be grisly and gruesome to be sinful. Whatever it is, if it's not pleasing in the sight of God, you rightly should have been judged too. I know I ain't gonna get no amen, so I'm gonna preach that part anyway. But the fact of the matter is, you ought to be glad that he doesn't judge you like men would judge you. Because if men could judge you, Brother Long, you wouldn't be here this morning. If men could judge us, we wouldn't be here. As a matter of fact, we would have nothing but an echo in here. I wouldn't even be here. But he's unfathomable. And what I love about him is that he actually looks at me and sees more than I am.
All right.
You ought to be thankful for that. Amen. God sees more in you than you see in yourself.
Amen.
I know you got Fashion Fair and Maybelline. I know you got your weave in tight. I know you're looking right sporty this morning. I know you're driving stuff that's really sharp. You mad because it rained because you just washed your car. But don't you know when you wash your car, you make it rain?
All right.
That was a misunderstanding, Lord. But he said, listen, you went the wrong way. Then the other thing, I'm going to sit down here. You got to understand that when you look at the text, that you must also understand the divine providence of God. Now, the word providence is from a Latin word meaning pro and video, which means you see it. It's there. Before it's there, you see it. And what happens is the Lord has a divine way of being up to something in your life that you don't even see. And I wish perhaps maybe, Mother Davis, that we could have seen some of those things before we missed them, before we messed them up. But see, what I really love about the Lord is that even when I mess it up, he doesn't destroy it. He just puts it on a shelf until another time. See, some of y'all don't realize you need to go back by the cupboard again, because there's some things on the shelf got your name on. You walking around here getting ready to send out invitations to your pity party. You getting ready to protest the inactivity of God, but you didn't know he was up to something. What you got mad about, you should have been praising God about before you got. See, some of our problems come about because we want to wait till we get it before we praise God. But you got to learn how to praise God before your blessings flow. You got to learn how to praise him when it's stuck in the system. You got to learn how to praise God when you've been held up for a little while. I'm here to tell you now, there might be 100 folk get blessed before you do, and you still standing first in line. But I'm here to tell you, you got to understand the providence of God means that I'm going to give you what I know you need, and I'm going to give it to you, and you don't even know you need it yourself. I'm telling you now, you must understand that the God you serve is just too deep for you to figure out. And you got to know this, because the word of God is so true in our lives. He's faithful over his word. He said, I believe again in Isaiah 55, he said, whatever I spoke, it's going to do what I set it out to do. Am I right about it? And I'm here to tell you now, beloved God, that you're just sitting on the verge of a new blessing. You're sitting on the opportunity of a lifetime, because you don't know that God is up to something. You thought that you were on your way to a certain in hell and then all things were going to stop flowing for you. You thought that because you had messed up this time that God wasn't going to forgive you and bless you anymore. You thought because you squandered away your wealth and you squandered away your health that God had turned his back on you. But I'm here to tell you this morning that I've got some good news from on high. The God you serve is still up to something. You must understand that the Lord said that whatever I speak into your life, it shall come to pass. The Lord said, I ain't got to check with your mama in order to make you a miracle. The Lord said, I ain't got to call your boss in order to bless you. He said that whatever I want to do in your life, I will bless you. I'm here to tell you this morning, you got to understand that the Lord is waiting to bless you. Look at your neighbor and tell him he's waiting for me. Understand that the disciples had to learn how God would bless because they were just meager men. They were regular fellows and nobody ever thought that fishermen would shake up the world. But I'm here to tell you, God was up to something. When Moses came out of the wilderness, when he was there dealing with Pharaoh one-on-one, he didn't realize it, but God was up to something. When Abraham was on his way to a land that was not the choicest of lands, he didn't realize that God was up to something. When he told Isaac, come on, let's go up to the mountain. It's time to sacrifice unto God. He didn't realize that God was up to something. What Samson didn't realize when he got hooked up with old girlfriend Delilah is that even though sometimes you got to lose all your hair, God will grow it back because he's up to something. What you fail to realize is old David, a little ruddy boy who was not the best choice to be a king of kings, but you didn't know that God was up to something. I can see old man Joe sitting on the ash heap of life getting ready to call in his friends and thinking that they're going to help him, but turned out they were more of a hindrance than they were a help. But he didn't know that God was up to something. I can see now my Jesus coming down to 40 in two generations. I can see him now starting the ministry with a ragtag bunch of fellas. I can see him now going down to the pool to be baptized by John. I can see him turning water into wine. I can see him now meeting with a woman of ill reputation as they're drawing dirt, drawing little symbols in the dirt. She didn't realize it, but God was up to something. I'm here to tell you, every now and then you got to get caught in the mess in order to be blessed. But God is up to something. I'm here to tell somebody that I see my Jesus now with blind Bartimaeus. I can see Bartimaeus now struggling trying to find his way. But he runs into the Lord because God was up to something. Some of y'all right now, you're struggling. Can't see your way clear. I wish I had somebody. Some of y'all don't know how dark it really is. But I'm here to tell somebody that if you hold on a little while longer, you're going to realize that God is up to something. You don't know what God's going to do. But I'm so glad. I said I'm glad that God will do something. Am I right about it? Anyway, you bless me, Lord, I'll be satisfied. If you come on the right hand, that'll be all right. If you come on the left hand, that'll be all right. If you come through the back door, that'll be all right. Because anyway that you bless me, Lord, I'll be satisfied. I want to tell somebody, when they put the nails in his head, put the crown of thorns on his head, he said, Father, I wish this bitter cup would pass. What Jesus didn't realize is that God was up to something. I'm so glad that's the God I serve. Is there anybody here in the house that served a God like that? A God who's up to something. I don't know what he's doing, but I'm so glad. I said I'm glad that he's working things out. I might be down this morning, might be down this morning, might have pain in my body, might not feel real good, but I'm going to hold on. That's a little while longer. I'm going to hold on to see what God's going to do. I've had some problems in my life. I've had some setbacks in my life. But I'm so glad to report that God was working things out. Anybody know God will work things out? Anybody know that when you call on the Lord, he will. I said he will. Won't God hear your call? Down in the sick room, down in the unemployment line, down at the heartbreak hotel. But you call on the Lord. It call on the Lord. He'll work things out. Won't God work things out? I'm so glad. I said I'm glad. The Bible says that all things are in Him. All things are through Him. And to God be the glory. That's what I want to tell y'all today. Whatever you're going through, go ahead and give God the glory. Go ahead and get your shout on. Go ahead and wave your hand. Because God's working things out. You can't see it right now. But blessing after blessing, keep on coming your way. You don't feel it right now. But after a while, by and by, after a while, when the morning comes, God will say it. Say it. When you call on the Lord, He'll show up. Anybody ever call on the Lord, then God show up. Look at your neighbor and tell him God's up to something. I don't know what He's doing, but I know He's doing something. I can feel a little something going on the inside. I can feel a little something down in my soul. I can feel a little something. When I rose this morning, I didn't have no doubt. When I rose this morning, I knew that the Lord would bring me out. Won't God bring you out? Ain't He all right? Ain't God all right? He'll do it. He'll do it. Say it. Yeah. 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 God's up to something. I don't know what you're doing, Lord, but I know you're up to something. And I'm so glad that you still got my best interest in mind. Other folk wanted to put me down. Other folk wanted to put me out. But God, you called my name. Anybody ever heard the Lord call your name? Anybody ever heard the Lord whisper your name? I'm telling you this morning that God's working it out for you. I don't know what you're going through, but I'm telling you, you're going to get through. I don't know how bad it is, but it's going to get better after a while. I don't know how much it hurts, but your hurts can turn into hallelujah. I'm telling you, God is up to something. Because you don't know the mind of God. And it's always too soon to quit. It's always too soon to give up on the Lord. You thought it would take 9 months, but God was up to something. You didn't realize it, but God was up to something. You thought you had to wait, but the Lord said, now is the time for you to find out who I am. You've been hurting for a while, but God is up to something. You've been working while the light of day is present, but the darkness came. And you couldn't figure out, Lord, why now? Just when I thought I had it together, why does darkness come? But God is up to something. You didn't see it, but He had providence in your life. You don't know how He's going to do it, but I know that He will. God is up to something. The doors of the church are open. We invite you to come and to experience this provident God. I wish I knew what He was doing all the time. It sure would make my life simpler. But because I don't know, because the Bible says that I'm not His counselor. You know, sometimes we want to tell God how to do it for us. You know, we pray that way sometimes. Lord, if you just do this, then I can do that. But who can know? And you know, as a matter of fact, I know that I'm better off with Him doing it His way than me trying to do it my way. I'm honest enough to admit that I'm subject to mess this thing up. When I couldn't find my way, when I thought I was lost, I wasn't lost. I was just misdirected. I misunderstood some things, and the Lord never failed me. Sometimes you need to do an assessment
of your journey, you need to stop sometime and just see how far the Lord has really brought you. And then you'll recognize that He's never left you alone. Even in the darkest hour, it was because of His mercies that you were not consumed. Oh, the devil had your number. Yes, sir. He had your number. But the Lord said, that's enough. And when the Lord said, that's enough, that's enough. Understand this, beloved of God, that as you decide today to accept Him as Lord and Savior in your life, you better know that God is always up to something. Don't let nobody fool you. I don't care how many times you err, how many times you fall short. I don't care if you don't meet their expectations. To God be the glory, because He's up to something. He says, I will never leave my people without a remnant for testimony. Somebody's going to be able to tell this story. And He says, and as much as I speak it, it shall return to me with the purpose accomplished for which I sent it out. Isaiah 55, around 33, 34, read it. And I'm telling you now, right here, you sitting here today, you are an accomplishment in the works. Hallelujah. God is up to something in your life. Yes, He is. You're not out there all by yourself. God is up to something. You know, sometimes He can be a little too deep. Sometimes He can be awfully hard to figure out. But He said that I am a light, and light exposes that which was not revealed. He says, to God be the glory. Learn how to glorify God in all things. Oh, he's got a plan. He's omnipotent. He's got power. He's sovereign, and He can do this. Look at your neighbor and tell him, neighbor, God can do this. See, I'm here to tell you, everybody got a this that they need God to do something about. Yours may not be so troublesome today, but whatever it is, He can do this. We invite you to come. If you've never accepted Him as Lord and Savior in your life, we invite you to come. Then secondly, we want to invite those who have started at some time a relationship with the Lord and you've fallen aback from that. You've had a disruption in your journey and you gave up for a while. You want to come back. You want to get a fresh start. You want to get back in the church. You want to just get back the feeling that was once so good. You want to know again how much He loves you. Would you come to the Lord? Then thirdly, if you're looking for a church home, you've been searching. You've been searching for a place to grow, a place to, again, draw nearer unto God. Place where the atmosphere is prepped for miracles and blessings. I don't know how you feel about it, but I don't want to be in no dead church. Church where folks sit there with their arms all folded, all refined and intellectual. I just want to be somewhere where I can feel Him.